bags are packed, are you ready to go? This time tomorrow we'll be on the road, riding with you in the sunnier days. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Welcome to the Wife Savers Podcast, where multi-award-winning author and global marriage educator Ramona Zabriskie provides answers to your real wife questions. Our goal is to help you appreciate your womanhood, prioritize your personal development, and craft a powerful partnership with the man in your life. Hi, I'm Hannah Allen, and I'm proud to introduce my parents, Ramona and Dale Zabriskie. And yes, this is how they talk all the time. Let's listen.
Hi, this is Dale Zabriskie, a.k.a. One Happy Guy.
You're one happy guy?
I'm one happy guy. Yeah, I've been married to Ramona Zabriskie for 40-plus years. That makes me pretty happy.
That's sweet.
It's true.
You made me Ramona Zabriskie.
That's right.
Yes.
I moved you down the alphabet a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit, from the middle to the end.
Yeah, it wasn't a long move. No, could have been worse.
I'm glad. It's distinctive. I like having that last name.
It's kind of fun being at the end of the alphabet.
I think so.
It's a, you can use it all the time.
So yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
It's a good excuse anyway.
It's a great excuse, yeah. Why didn't you call me? I was at the end of the alphabet. I didn't hear about it. I was in the end of the alphabet. That's right. Well, what's on the list today, speaking of alphabet?
Well, speaking of alphabet, what we're going to talk about today is a letter writer who has a issue with three words.
Three little words.
Three little words. That's all That's I right. want is just three.
Great.
Can you guess what they are?
Fred Astaire and what's his name?
Oh, no.
Come
Don't
on.
You play Hollywood
yeah.
bingo with me.
Fred Astaire and the comedian.
Red Skelton.
Red Skelton. Yeah, great movie. Check it out.
You can't win. You can't win if you're going to play old Hollywood with me.
Oh, well.
That is one of our common interests, isn't it?
Though? It is. We just love
always
old movies.
Loved old movies. And that's the hint for what the three little words are.
Three little words are I.
Yes.
Want.
No.
Oh. Need.
No.
No. Would.
No.
I love.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
No.
No.
I mean, you can if you want to, but. Yeah. You need to love me.
I love me.
Okay, so no.
Oh, okay. I love you.
Yes, okay. Thank you. No wonder women get so frustrated. Is it that hard to say?
It is.
Come on.
I'm just the perfect
example.
You just
have to extract it out of
I like.
Come on, you can see it. You can do it.
Automobiles. Camaros.
No, seriously now, this is the question. This is the letter writer. She says, my husband rarely says, I love you. I can't even remember the last time. That's pretty sad, isn't
it? That's not good.
I hate always being the first one to say it, like I'm prompting him.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Because guy always feels like he has to reciprocate. I love you. I love you too, you know, is always the
Yeah, the it gets worse than that. You used to say, I know.
Oh, that's true.
I would
say,
No. I remember this. As a young wife particularly, I mean, it's important throughout life. We all want to hear, I love you. But as a young wife, I needed that really bad. I needed that affirmation.
Security.
Yes. I needed that reassurance. That's what it was. Mm. It was reassurance. I had made a good decision in marrying you, that this was working. It means a lot of things. There's a lot packed into those three little words to a woman. They are like gold. They mean so much.
So it's better than, I'm glad I married you?
Yeah.
Does that affirm you?
Okay. I mean, it's better than nothing, but I...
Out of all those girls,
really want to hear those three specific words. Yeah, not all those girls you came in first or something.
Right.
No. I love you is so important. And whether it's said or whether it's written, you know, and I remember really wanting to hear it so bad that, yes, I would say it. In the hopes that it was going to prompt a response from you, that you were going to say it back. And I remember very clearly
You saying, I know.
Yeah, I know that. You don't have to tell me.
I know. I love you. I know. I know. I know. So, you know, if that happened today, I'd just laugh it off. It wouldn't bother me. I can't remember the last time it really happened. But back then, it really irked me. It not just irked me, it hurt me when you wouldn't reciprocate, when you wouldn't say it. And I didn't like having to always prompt. I'm sorry. But you know, we've gotten all past that, right?
I know.
Yeah. But this is an issue. What do you think? Did you find it hard?
I don't know that it's hard. I think in an early relationship, and you know, these commercials and movies and television makes fun of the girl who's ready to commit to the guy, and okay. and she says, oh. you know, in a little tender moment, she says, "I love you," and he goes, "I."
Okay, because it means something.
Right there. Well, that's something. There's one thing about the commitment thing initially. Okay, so now we're married. Okay, we've made a much larger the commitment than saying three words. But I think to your point, the woman needs the affirmation. The guy is more comfortable in the knowledge of the relationship, I think. Not feeling like it has to be said.
It has to be constantly reinforced.
Right. And, I mean, we're doing our thing here and we're together. Hey, we made some kids, right? We made a couple of babies. We got to be close.
After 25 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Name that movie. Name that show. And that it's almost like, you know, we're beyond that. We're you know, I don't, okay. do I need to say it? But so
do I need to
I
say
I don't think it's so a matter early of hard on, to say.
No, wait a minute. Okay, so you're saying early on, it may be difficult for some guys to make that leap to say, I love you, because it means I'm committed solely right. to you. Or they know that a woman's going to read it that way.
Right?
And then once you're married and so forth, to say I love you is kind of superfluous. Well, of course I love you.
Yeah.
And part of the, of course I love you, is that he is doing it. He's doing his I love you.
I'm showing you how I love you all the time.
Okay, like in what ways?
Well, I'm going to work and I'm paying the bills. We've got a house, we've got a car, we've got food, we have, you know, the provisions of life, essentially.
I changed the tires.
I took care of this.
Whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
I fought off the whatever bad guys.
I fixed that drawer.
Exactly. I know. And that drawer, how long did it take me to fix that drawer? I don't know, but it's working now.
And all those are, that's his way for a lot of guys.
Absolutely.
That's his way of saying those three little words.
Exactly.
And now think about it, you know, doing really is, as much as we want to hear it, words can be pretty shallow. Words can be cheap. It's showing someone that you love them.
That's much more meaningful.
And from his point of view, that makes total sense.
Right. And sometimes the effort in either a career or life in general, that's a lot of effort I'm putting out. You know?
Yeah.
I'm doing all this hard stuff. And isn't that... That's okay. Like, don't you realize? Isn't that enough to show you? Yeah.
So when she says, you. I'm not feeling loved, I need you to say I love you. And she's saying, hoping to get it out of him and so forth. So in his mind, it may very much feel like she's discounting all the rest.
I think that's one thing. The other side of it is the words, you use the term superfluous. I think in a sense, it's like, they're just words. All this other stuff is much more engaged in, and you know, means so much more than just the words.
Okay. But in a sense then, it almost feels like she's not accepting his offering, if you will.
Subconsciously even, maybe.
And that must not feel very good from his point of view. Like all his efforts are being sort of discounted or not, at least not acknowledged to the extent that...
Right.
That would mean something to him. Well, that's interesting. Don't you think, though, that it isn't just a matter of men and women? You know, of course, we don't want to over-stereotype or anything like that. But a lot of it has to do with our family background, don't you think?
Oh, certainly.
How we were raised. Some families don't say, I love you.
My father told me his father never ever heard his father say, I love you.
Wow.
And my dad was the kind that made the... effort to change that.
good for him.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I had a very loving relationship.
Yeah, you're right. He did say I love you freely.
But it was...
But he had to fight.
Right. He had to change that.
He had to break that generational thing.
And so, yeah, I mean, if you live up in a home that's... A lot of homes, you know, you hear people live up that grow up in are almost militaristic or, mm-hmm. you know, very orderly mm-hmm. and structured. Mm-hmm. And this is the expectation. Mm-hmm. This is what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I don't need to tell you mm-hmm. that I love you because, you know, I've done all this stuff.
Well, okay, so if that's his background... If it feels foreign or strange to him mm-hmm. to have to say, I love you, do we just give up and not ever, you know, expect to hear it from him? I want to say no. What I would want to encourage a woman in that situation is to acknowledge him while explaining yourself, basically. So you can say, I know, I understand. Am I right? Is this how it was? Help me to understand.
Well, you know, but are you saying in context of you don't say I love you and I need you to say it, but I understand that you didn't grow up this way. Is that the kind of in that context that you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is you're going to approach him now about this need of yours,
okay.
which is a legitimate need and a reasonable need to hear I love you once in a while from your loved one who really does love you. And as much as you acknowledge that it's not natural to him, as much as you acknowledge that he's out there doing stuff to show you I love you, it would still be nice to hear mm-hmm. it or see it written once in a while or mm-hmm. that kind of thing. It's just you got to keep your expectations realistic and understand why it isn't coming as fluidly or naturally to him as maybe you want. And so in this sense, I'm going to approach him about it because I have a need. And I'm going to, it's my responsibility now to teach him about that need. How else is he going to know? How else is he possibly going to know? Oh, because I get all pouty, because I get all distant, because I get all withdrawn or stonewalled.
And then it's much harder for me to say I love you.
Exactly.
In that situation.
I've got inspire being loved.
Got to be lovable. So here's
no, now that's not true. I need to be loved unconditionally.
No,
but,
get that.
But at the same time, I want to make it as easy as possible for him to say I love you.
So here's a question. If I bring home flowers
okay.
or a card... Or yes. something.
Right.
Let's say I have a card with flowers, chocolate, whatever.
You just like the golden ring, right?
But
that's amazing. That
does the card have to have the three little words in it?
Are you testing me?
Well, no, I'm interested because the point of action, right? I go to work, I do these, mm-hmm, I do all mm-hmm, these things. Mm-hmm. I have now done an action where I've gone to Fred Meyer or whatever the store is and I've bought these flowers and
it's
I
probably. Valentine's Day
or whatever,
something like that.
Whatever.
Maybe
it's associated with something that happened, an event.
Okay. So you're asking, would I like to have I love you in the card?
Because in my mind, I'm saying I get, well,
I
did all this for you, mm-hmm. but do those three little words really
matter? We want to acknowledge that he's done those things. We're always in Wife Savers. We are always looking for evidences, or rather, not looking for them. We're acknowledging the evidences that are plentiful all around us that we are number one to him in so many ways. And we're going to appreciate those little things that maybe weren't clear or apparent to us until we learned and come to understand where he's coming from and so forth, which is a big aspect of Wife Savers, the program. Yes, the perspective, definitely. So we're going to acknowledge all that, but at the same time, I'm going to love whatever you've written in that card because you did make the effort. But I'm just telling you as a woman to mm-hmm. a guy, mm-hmm. if you write in there, you're so meaningful to me, or if you just hand me the card with your name on it, someone else has written the words,
it's
not
very
near as meaningful as if you wrote a personal
something.
Note to me, for instance.
Right.
Like even on a sticky note. I'm telling you, put a sticky note and put it on my bathroom mirror that says I love you. That's way, way more effective than a Hallmark card.
But is the Hallmark card discounted in your mind because I didn't write maybe I love you?
It could be for some women.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
It could be
that's
for some women,
would you counsel to say if you're going to go buy the card, you're going to do the thing, put the words in there.
I would accept that. I don't know how many men are listening to this.
No, I know. I get that. But so, no, just in the mindset. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. We would love to have.
It would mean so much more.
Your words.
Yeah, your writing.
Yeah. Listen, we'd love a text that says, I love you. Come on. Or an even, honey, you used to send me e-cards.
Mm-hmm,
when you were traveling. On the road and you were traveling.
Right.
You would send me e-cards. That meant the world to me. Oh my gosh, I lived for those e-cards. And of course, you couldn't write your own handwriting in an e-card, but you would express yourself and always include something about loving me. And it was absolutely, I mean, it's like an eclair to a starving person. It's just amazing.
So it is that important. The expression of love in words.
Okay. Women, generally speaking, women are very linguistically based. So yeah, we love the words, and they don't have to be, it's if you can be a poet, you know, God bless the man, but he's not very many of those out there.
No.
So just, I love you is so fabulous. So anyway, but let's talk about this. We want to make it, if it doesn't come natural to him, we acknowledge, we understand where he's coming from. We can even say that in an honest conversation when we've developed our relationship to the point where we can have those kind of conversations, right? They're sweet and they're honest and they're not offensive. There's a way to do that, and that's a skill set that we're going to learn in Wife Savers. But let's say we're already to that point, then we can say, you know, it would just mean the world to me to hear I love you on occasion. I know you do so much for me. I love the way you do this and that. I appreciate so much how good you are with the kids or this or that. And you nudge that about him. And I do sense that it's not always easy for you. Is that because the way you grew up? Help me understand.
Okay.
And so we're having that kind of conversation, and then say, now we're acknowledging him, but at the same time, we're going to continue to stand for our needs. I can say, well, I really appreciate it. And that's why I really do treasure when I hear I love you. It would just mean the world to me to hear it once in a while. And then if he does say it, and no matter how funny or not exactly at the right time, it's awkward, it's not particularly romantic moment, maybe not exactly when you needed to hear it or something. Listen, you can go so far as to say, hearing I love you would mean the world to me right now.
And then it's hard, maybe. Well,
it may be, but I think he'll probably say I love you, especially if it's done at not in a heated moment, not in a distracted moment, but at the right moment. This is all part of the wifely kind of intuition that we develop over the long haul as partners, when we really come to understand our guy and get a sense and a feel for the right kind of place and time to say and bring things up that can optimize, if you will, our relationship.
But you made a couple of really good points there about, you know, that time when you're asking that I need to hear this.
Right.
I need to hear this. That it's not standalone. It's not totally exclusive.
Yeah.
That you've acknowledged all the good things that he does. You express appreciation. And this is like a cherry on top type thing.
Kind of topping it off.
It's not, you know, so focused on that utterance.
Right. That he's deficit in every other category until he gets good at saying
this.
Because guess what? It'll probably never come naturally and easily so that he's doing it repeatedly for the rest of your life. You're going to have to, over time, maybe remind him. And we're going to apply a lot of other wife-saving principles, including the laws of attraction, right? To help create in him, if you will, the desire to meet that need and to more and more naturally express himself. The point is, the prompting of, I would really appreciate, just, I'm a word-based kind of person. I really appreciate hearing this or seeing it or writing it, or when he does saying, oh, that meant so much to me.
When it does happen.
I've just been flying high for a week now. Thank you so much for that. So we're reinforcing what we want more of and so forth. But it was all started by your prompt, right? Mm-hmm. And not to look at that so much as an irritation. This letter writer said, I hate always being the first one to say it. It's not so much an irritation, or it shouldn't be, as an opportunity. It's a teaching moment.
So it's not...
We're educating him on us,
yeah,
if you will.
So I think what we're hearing in this question is the fact that she has to say, I love you, does that discount his I love you?
Right. Well, for a lot of women,
for the expectation. Who are in the, I've said it now.
Not in the optimal mindset.
No, it does discount. How do you get past that?
I don't. Well, just by what I'm telling you, it takes a perspective shift. It takes a little bit of a mind shift. We're educating each other. We're crossing this bridge, you know, and part of that is accepting the other person for who they are and where they've come from and their different approach to things as they need to accept you in the same way. But how are they going to know what to accept if you're not articulate about it? If you're fuming and withdrawn and for years you're thinking, oh, he just never, and what good is that? You'll never get I love you when there's that kind of buzz or friction or gap between the two of you. So what else do you, have no other alternative but to speak up in that loving, respectful way where you express your needs. That's another skill set that we talk a lot about and have in other podcasts, right?
Right.
So absolutely, she's going to have to probably inspire him or prompt him, if you will, repeatedly through the years. And I know I did. So, you know, I just thought of another reason why it might be difficult for some people. And, you know, this could be flipped.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Sure. We could have a husband who's very effusive that way. Mm-hmm. That's the way he was raised or whatever. And he craves hearing it. And we could have a wife who wasn't raised that way, or for whatever reason, personality, it's a little foreign to her. So this could totally be flipped. But there may be another reason. And that's that some people really see I love you as being very significant. Like it's sort of cheap to throw it around. People say that I love you. I've heard that from people before. Like when I say it, it's going to mean something. So if you do get it on your anniversary or on Valentine's Day or some other very special occasion, to them, that's what it's for. Mm. Those are the days that it's really, really for. That might be worth exploring with your spouse to see if that may be where he's coming from, because that could explain a lot.
More out of reverence for that moment.
Ooh, what a word.
Expression.
Yeah.
Then if it's used too much, then it loses that.
Right. One other thing, honey. And that's no number of I love yous is going to be enough if she is zapped. If she has nothing in her tank, right? She's just starving for affirmation and soothing, if you will, comfort and so forth. All those things that come with an expression like, I love you, any kind of love from our spouse. It's never going to be enough. He can say it a million times. It's not going to fill her tank if she doesn't love herself.
Mm.
So she's not taking care of herself. If she's not romancing her own heart, I call it, by doing those little things frequently throughout each and every day that give her a little feel-good bump, whether it's a little walk, 10-minute walk, it's a few minutes on the piano, it's buying the new dish towel that brightens up the kitchen. They're just little tiny really things that mean something to her, that make her feel good about herself and life, and like, I'm valued, I'm important. She's telling herself that. She doesn't need to hear it from anyone else. And it fills her tank up so that she's not so
dependent.
Hungry. She's not so ravenous for, he can't say I love you, no.
Yeah, for the woman, what you're saying is relying on the man to say I love you is not going to solve the ultimate
need
that's in there.
That's right.
Okay.
Of course.
A component of it. It's important.
It's so important. Like we already laid the foundation for it. It's so important. It is the glue that's going to seal her to him when she feels very assured and reassured that she's number one, you know, in his universe. And that's what it means when he says, I love you, to a woman. So, yeah, of course, we need to hear she has every right to hear it, and she has to absolutely ask for it and has the right to ask for it, but in the right way mm-hmm. and in the right time and with understanding of where he's coming from and giving him the space to learn and to be himself and to do in his own style and so forth. So yes, all of that. But underneath that all, she's going to have to love her. She's going to have to love her. And that's going to make everything so much better for both of them. They don't really have a chance at a real romance otherwise, honestly. She's got to romance her own heart.
That's a big part of what you teach and helping women see how to do that. So,
absolutely. So I have one last thing to say. I love you.
Well, I love you.
I can see it in your eyes. You mean it, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah, you do.
After all these years.
After all these years.
Thank you for listening and subscribing. Got your own question? Ask it on the Wife Savers Instagram account or at wifesavers.org. In the meantime, we'd love for you to join the Wife Savers membership. Ramona's online interactive learning program celebrated worldwide for helping thousands of women like you transform their marriage. Start your life-changing, self-paced, affordable education today at wifesavers.org.
Home is with you wherever that may be.